Hey everyone, and welcome back to Rice and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of three Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ava.
Sophie will not be joining us today, but it's bittersweet because now we get this opportunity to dive more into a topic that we both love. And we mentioned this on the Things We Love episode, that we both love cute characters. Mm-hmm. And whether that's Miffy or Doraemon, you know, you get the idea. Mm-hmm. So we thought we might go deeper into that today, talk about our love for these characters, and also kind of get into the science behind why do we love them so much.
So to get us started, how about we start by listing off some of our obsessions?
Where to start?
For me, I think the most dominant one is Doraemon.
Okay, icon.
Like a classic. Mm-hmm. But it started with Choco Cat.
Love.
Like, I was always like a Choco Cat person, not so much a Hello Kitty person. Mm-hmm. Something about Choco Cat, you know?
Yeah, one man's cinnamon roll is another man's Choco Cat, mm-hmm. shall mm-hmm. we say.
Exactly. Yeah,
so going off of that cinnamon roll, I really went into detail on the To All the Things We've Loved Before episodes, so go check that out. But basically, my nanny's daughter, who I looked up to, got me the like cinnamon roll like manga book. And I just, like, read the entire thing in one night. And I was like, this guy, he's so cute. And I just love him. And, like, I've talked about as well how he's, like, has siblings that are adopted by this cafe owner. And all the siblings.
That's so cute.
Yeah, and all the siblings have, like, cafe names. So there's Cinnamon Roll, as we know. But there's also, you know, like, Cappuccino, Mocha, Milk, who's the baby. Aww. It's just so, so incredible, so adorable. But yeah, all of Sanrio, I'm such a fan. Like I said in the episode, the To All Things We Loved Before episode, I feel like if you're a Japanese American, you are just birthed out of the womb with a love of Sanrio. And I'm the number one person for that, of course.
For me, I guess, like, I don't know how I got into Choco Cat. It just happened one day.
Yeah.
But I
remember, all good things do.
Exactly. I know I have, like, so many stuffed animals from my childhood of, like, Choco Cat.
So
I think.
Good.
I can't remember which birthday, but one of my birthdays, my dad got me this Choco Cat that had, like, a little bonnet. And I love when things come with, like, little, like,
the accessories.
Like, accessories. Yes. Accessories are so necessary. But I love that. I have, like, the jumbo Choco Cat one. I have this mini one from Hawaii that my friend gave me. Like,
that's incredible.
Love. But for Doraemon, however you want to pronounce it, like, I got into that because I used to always watch, like, the Mandarin version mm-hmm. when I was a kid, like, the TV shows and movies. And then when I went to Taiwan one year, my dad got, like, the manga set. Mm-hmm. So I have that, and I just, like, read that so often. Like, I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Doraemon is one of our shared favorites. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I got into Doraemon because before my aunt and uncle got married, they, like, did this whole thing where they travel the world, which I think is the coolest thing ever. And they stopped in Japan for a while because, A, we're Japanese, and B, Japan is cool. And they were bringing back souvenirs, and they were like, we want to get Lauren a manga that's in both Japanese and English, just because, like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, at the store, and they're like, we're trying to find one that's suitable for, like, a 7-year-old. And that's what they came up with was mm-hmm. Doraemon Book 1. So I was reading that as well. Yeah. It's just something about him. Like, I watched it the other day when I was stressed about a math mm-hmm. test.
Yeah.
It's just so, like, whimsical and fun.
Yeah, I don't know why I love it so much, but I think, one, the nostalgia. Because, mm-hmm. like, a better time when I was a child.
Yes.
And just, like, I love, like, the whimsical, like, and, like, just, there's so many, like, okay, for people who don't know, like, Doraemon, mm-hmm. he's this, like, robotic cat whose ears are chewed off by rats.
I think his, like, slogan, or, like, the way, like, he's, like, typically described is the gadget cat from the future.
Oh, yes, yes, mm-hmm, the mm-hmm. gadget cat from the future, and he has, like, this pocket on his belly that has, like, so many different gadgets, and, like, I don't know, each, like, episode normally for, like, the manga or, like, the TV show is, mm-hmm. like, a different gadget.
Yes.
And I just love that.
Okay, should we both say, like, the ones that we remember? Because I have, like, a really strong mental image of one. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think this was the manga, and then I later watched it in the show because, like, they line up. And so there's Nobita, who's the boy who, like, Doraemon appears to. He's like, oh my gosh, I'm so stressed about this test. Like, I don't know.
Is it the bread?
It's the bread.
The bread. The bread.
He was like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So Doraemon's like, I got you. So then he pulls out of his pocket, of course, this bread. And this bread is magical because you cut up a slice and you press it onto the book that, like, you're trying to memorize or, you know, whatever. And then you eat it, and then all the information goes to your brain. Mm-hmm. But, of course, Nobita got too headstrong, and he takes the entire thing and, like, is absorbing this entire book, and he just gets so sick from eating so much bread.
And he throws it up, and then he, like, nothing retains.
Yeah, he doesn't remember anything.
Like, I think it's, like, Ankipon or something.
Oh, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Oh, I love it. I have a pen with, like, the design, with, like, the bread.
Oh, okay. My gosh.
The other one I, like, have such a strong mental image is the pink door.
Yes!
And the pink door brings you to anywhere in the world.
That was, like, the second one I had in my...
Yeah, the pink door is so iconic. Like, I love that.
Yeah.
Like, I wish I had a door that could bring me to anywhere.
Yeah. And I think, didn't they go to, like, prehistoric times, too?
Yeah, okay, that
in the
one.
Door?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they also have, like his desk... has, like, a time machine in it.
Yeah.
And they jump in and, like, ugh.
And then, I remember this one where, like, he, like, gets in the time machine and sees that he's going to get married to this, like, really mean and ugly girl.
Yeah, I remember that. It's, like, it's his bully's sister.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So he, like, goes to the future and he's like, no, I have to stop this. So he goes back.
It's just, like, so ridiculous that it's just, like,
it's just
so
incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one I was watching the other day was, like, I forgot how it happened, but, like, you could get anything you want, and Doraemon, of course. Well, do you know about, like, why Doraemon's called Doraemon?
No.
There's this, like, Japanese food called dorayaki.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. I know this.
And
yeah.
So it's, like, red bean in between these two pancakes.
And that's his favorite, like,
and that's
food.
His favorite food. And, of course, his name's Doraemon. And so in this one, he's, like, got, like, it was something where it's, like, whatever you think of, it'll come to you. And he thought of all this dorayaki, and it came to him, and it, like, for some reason, an American is delivering it.
Oh, okay,
so
interesting.
He delivers it to their door, and he's like, I have your package. But it's like, I'll find the clip. I need to play the audio for you guys to understand how incredible this is. Because, you know, anytime it's, like, a Japanese show is trying to do English, or, like, an anime more specifically, it's going to be, like, really, like, exaggerated. And, like, Ava knows what I'm talking about, I think. Here, let me pull it up.
Thank you for waiting. Gets
Thank
me every
you
time.
For waiting. So,
I think it's so interesting how, like, each language, like, I'm so used to the Mandarin one. Every time I hear, like, a different one, like, it doesn't, like register, you know?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. I love Doraemon.
So good. One that's similar to Doraemon that I never really got into, but, like, it's really big in Japanese culture, is Anpanman. And he looks very similar to Doraemon. Just kind of has overall same vibe. But he's just so... I wouldn't say he's a knockoff. He's, like, a different guy. He's, like...
Oh, I've seen this so many times. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's, like, a band of friends who are, like... They're all superheroes. And he's an Anpan, which means he's, like, a red bean stuffed bun.
He looks so hilarious.
Right? And
like,
so they
look
have,
it up. Look it up, guys.
Yeah, everyone look it up. But basically, like, he's such a big marketing scheme for all of Japan. Like, there's Doraemon... Or not Doraemon, oops. There's Anpanman, like, medicine. There's Anpanman, like... It's just, like... Everywhere you look, there's Anpanman, and my dad, like, jokes about, like, hating Anpanman, because he's like, why is this guy everywhere? Like, why does he matter? Mm. So, although I'm not a fan of Anpanman, I respect his hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one kind of, I wouldn't say closing in on our, you know, final favorites, because, of course, there's going to be more, but one that I adore, and I know Ava likes too, Miffy.
Oh, Miffy.
No.
Okay, like... Oh, say your lore with Miffy. Your backstory.
Okay, well, my backstory with Miffy is, as you guys may know, I am a quarter Japanese, three quarters white, and three quarters of that white is part Dutch. And my mom's really into Dutch culture because she and her grandma, my great-grandma, were really close, and she was the one who immigrated from Holland. And so my mom, when I was little, got me these, like, pairs of Dutch clogs that had Miffy on them.
Aww.
And I kind of, like, didn't give them really a second glance. They were just a thing that were in my room, you know? And as I got older, I was like, wait, she's so cute.
So cute.
And so when I, during break, I had a layover in Amsterdam, and they have, like, stores dedicated to Miffy just in the airport.
I love that.
And so I got a Miffy mug, and it's so adorable because it's, like, a multi-scene mug. So on one side, there's her holding the Dutch flag. On the next, there's her riding a bike. And the next, there's her in a field of tulips. And then I also got a little Miffy keychain, which Ava knows.
So
I like,
cute.
I like to sign off my FaceTimes with her.
Yeah.
But Miffy, I think I've especially become drawn to her because I found out, like, the lore of Miffy. She was created in Amsterdam by this, I think, a father. His son.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, totally picked up popularity in Japan because they're like, this is, like, cute and easy to draw.
So cute.
And it can be, like, part of, like, tulip festivals because, mm-hmm. you know, tulips are a typically Dutch thing. And so, and then all of a sudden, like, I, like, after buying my Miffy memorabilia, I was like, wait, I'm Miffy. Because that Dutch and Japanese influence coming together. Miffy is one of my recent favorites, for sure.
Mine is, like, recent, too. I haven't bought any, like, memorabilia. I've been very close.
Okay,
I think
okay.
I'm gonna make the plunge soon. But I just, like, I didn't know about it until very recently. Like,
yeah.
It suddenly started popping up because I have this, like, Kinokuniya store
yes.
in Wajimaya that I go to all the time for
of
my
course.
Stationery. And they suddenly had this whole, like, aisle full of, like, Miffy stuff and, like, Miffy washi tape, Miffy, like, pen
yeah.
cases, Miffy, like, all sorts of things. And I was like, wait, this is really cute.
Right?
And, like, the colors they use also are, like, so, like, kind of rustic-y, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think that just adds to the charm of it, you know?
Right.
Like, it's, like a step away from, like, all the pastels of, like, you know, like,
yeah,
other, like,
it's not fake. She's real.
Yeah, she's a real one.
She's a real one.
Yeah.
So, actually, this actually gets us perfectly into our kind of more scientific breakdown segment, mm-hmm. because I was looking, even I did some research before this, and an article stated that Google searches for Miffy in the U.S. have never been higher, increasing by 210% from 2022.
That totally makes sense.
Yes.
I, like, had no idea.
So there's a reason she's popping up so much.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because she's cute and incredible, of course.
mm-hmm.
So, like Ava was saying about, like, the colors and stuff, it's saying, like, the blocks of colors are really intentional because it's saying it's pulling from Mondrian and Matisse, those famous artists. So, I don't know. Miffy, she's just an awesome girl. I don't know. I don't yeah. know what to say about that.
Like, the urge to buy some of the stuff, like, when I first saw it, like, I had no idea, so there was no, like, emotional, like you know, backstory behind me wanting to buy it, but I wanted to buy it so bad, because it's just, like, so cute, and, like, so...
right?
So Miffy.
So Miffy.
So
can
Miffy.
Can we please start, like, using that as an adjective?
So Miffy. That's so Miffy.
You look so Miffy today.
Yeah. Like, I could hop on that.
Yes, let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and I don't know, like, Ava pointed... Like, first thing when we started planning this, she sent me the screenshot that said it was like, you know, when you look things up on Google, they kind of come up in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, this is from Oxford, cuteness on the brain. When we encounter something cute, it ignites fast brain activity in regions such as the orbitofrontal cortex, which are linked to emotion and pleasure. It also tracks our emotions in a biased way. Babies have privileged access to enter our conscious awareness and our brains. So... I guess that makes sense because, you know, you got to, like, if a baby's crying, like, in the biological sense, you know, trying to further humanity, you got to take care of the baby. But it also turns out that it's a marketing scheme for me to spend lots of money on these things of cinnamon roll and Miffy, like...
Mm-hmm. Like, you were talking about, like, the Om Pom Man and how it's, like, a marketing
yes.
scheme. Like, I feel like that's such a great tactic. Like, I don't know why more people aren't doing it, but, like... I just know that anytime I see something with, like, Doraemon on it, like, I will buy it.
100%.
Like, I can't help myself. Like, I don't know what to say. Like,
right?
I can't defend myself.
I can't help it.
Like, actually.
But, yeah. No, like, you see that everywhere in Japanese countries. And, like, even walking into, like, Uwajimaya or, like, Asian grocer, they have, like, furikake, which is, like, the rice sprinkles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, it's, like, seaweed that you put on rice. But they have, like, in it little, like... I don't know what it's made of, but, like, little pieces that look like characters. They had, like, a Doraemon or, like, a, like, Pretty Cure. I forgot if that's the name, but, like, all these different things. And it's, like, you know, typically these things are marketing for kids. Like, in the U.S., you have, like, the Trix Bunny and stuff like that, and that'll get them. But just to have something that's, like, so, like, detached from just the brand... and, like, can be used for multiple items, I think is so genius. And, I mean, we've also seen, like, how it's not just for kids and how this effect is on adults. Like how it said searches for Miffy were 210% higher. That's crazy. And like Ava and I, we're both legally adults. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy.
And, you know, this marketing's working on us quite well.
Like the amount of things I've bought, and like I've gone into Ubaji Maya and gotten like gum that had Doraemon on it. It wasn't good gum, but I just, the wrappers had
Doraemon. If he's there, I'm there.
Yeah, and I like went and like tacked the little like gum wrappers because they had Doraemon onto my like cork board. And I was like, oh.
Of course.
Like, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like I have to.
Yeah, so I mean, I'm wondering if we'll see that kind of like trend coming to like America and like Western states.
Yeah.
Because like they have, yeah, like I was saying, like they can market like literally Anpanman medicine. When I was in Japan for the first time, my whole family got really sick. I think it was like part heat exhaustion, you know, part like cold or something.
Yeah.
And we bought medicine, and the only thing that we could like figure out was like for symptoms for kids, because my brother was pretty young at the time, was the Anpanman medicine.
Bye.
And that stayed in our medicine cabinet for a really long time. And Ooh. It actually tasted delicious.
Oh, yeah.
I won't
my
lie.
Mom, when we went to Japan, she started getting sick at the end, and she bought like Doraemon like medicine.
Right?
And she said it tasted pretty good. So like,
right?
And like we had to buy that one.
Because of course.
Yeah, he's on it.
So, because
like,
of course.
What can I say?
Yeah, so I don't know. Should we stake our, you know, prediction right now? Do you think we'll see that marketing come to the U.S.? The cuteness marketing.
I feel like, but the cuteness, like, what American cute character could they make?
Mickey Mouse?
Oh, I guess so. Oh, I think that, like, I think that could happen.
I mean, like, there's Mickey Mouse Band-Aids and stuff, but it's just not, like, on
it's
stuff
not, like
cold
on such
medicine.
A good, like, a big scale, you know?
Or, like, oh, yeah, and, like, not even just cute characters, but when, like, my family was in Japan skiing not long ago. Well, not long ago, like a year ago.
Yeah.
And we, you know, when you ski or you're in the cold, sometimes your nose will run. So we bought a bunch of tissues just in case. And all of the tissues are really, like, I'm not even joking. It's like a, you know, kind of
oh,
like
I
a
love
Kleenex
those.
Pack.
I love those packs. Like,
but
oh, so
it's a zoomed in photo, like just of the eyes and nose of a white seal. I kid
That's
you
so
not.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
And it's just so, like, kind of random, because, like, what does that have to do with tissues?
But, like, it gets people to buy it.
Yes.
And I think that's so genius.
And it's so genius, and I'm a victim every time.
I must say I am, too.
I fall victim.
I know. Like, I don't know, like, how to describe it. Like, I just, like, have to, you know?
Yeah, it just something compels you.
Like, I keep on saying it, but, like, I'm missing out if I'm not getting it. Like, my life quality will be, like,
depleted.
Worse. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And it just makes me want to do stuff, like, if I have, like, I don't
it
know.
It motivates
like, especially
you.
With, like, stationery. Like, there's so many, like, Doraemon and, like, Zebra Sarasa, like, crossovers or, like, mile
right.
liners that have, like, Doraemon on it. Like,
mm-hmm.
how could I not?
Yeah. Like, or the period of time in, like, 2022 where they had... giant Hello Kitty Squishmallows at Costco.
Oh, yeah. Those went, like...
I have two.
It went crazy.
Yeah.
And, like, for good reason.
Oh,
and, like,
naturally.
Yeah.
Like, we were kind of speculating on the U.S. Like, of course, there's the Hello Kitty Squishmallow. But, of course, that is kind of more marketed towards kids. And I think definitely, like, Americans kind of have a high horse about these things. Or are on their high horse. Because, of course, there's the demographic like us who's gonna love it. And then there's, like, the demographic, I imagine, like, a football dad.
Oh, yeah. Like, there's no way
he's not
going
to be a
that.
Fan.
No.
Mm-mm.
No way.
But I think beyond just, like, the cuteness factor, like, Ava has a little something that tells us about overall importance.
Okay. So, like, how they explain, like, the success of Doraemon in Asia was apparently because it had reflected the Asian values such as imagination and responsibility. Yeah, like, that pretty much encapsulates it. Like,
yeah.
If it, like, resonates with the people will buy.
And, like, the only thing I can imagine that's akin to that in the U.S. is Rosie the Riveter.
Who is that?
You don't know.
Oh,
like,
okay,
we can
yeah,
do
the
it.
Flexing. Yeah,
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 yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
So, I don't, maybe America's just not as whimsical.
Yeah, like, they're not creative enough.
Hey, America, let's change that.
Exactly. I don't know. I think it's just really interesting. Like, I also feel like, especially with our generation, like, when we grow older, like, I feel like it'll be more prevalent, right?
Yeah. I mean, also, is the thing, like, the question of, like, do you think we'll age out of it? Of our love for cuteness characters?
I personally don't. Okay. Because, like, I've seen my mom. Like, my mom, she's like, oh, my God, Hello Kitty. Like, oh, that's so cute. I think that's so cute.
Okay, good.
So, like, she's similar.
I have faith.
I yeah, I have faith.
Yeah, because one article I read as well was citing that, like, maybe this, you know, spike in love for, you know, these, like, cute characters is because of, like, feeling nostalgia for childhood, like you were saying.
Yeah, and how, like, pressure is more nowadays.
Mm-hmm. And I thought about that as well. Like, if you think about, like, especially in the pandemic, if you look at the MIFI stats and then kind of, like, this, what they call, like, the American loneliness crisis.
Oh.
Right? Yeah, so coming off of the pandemic, people are like, I need something that's going to remind me of my childhood when I was happier. And then that manifests.
I definitely see myself doing that a lot.
Right?
Like, whenever I'm feeling, like, down about something, I'll be like, ugh, I have to go, like, read my Doraemon manga. Or,
fine,
like,
I have to.
Or, like, watch my Heidi, like, TV show. Like,
yes.
Ugh.
I have no choice.
Like, I think that is very much, like, nostalgic for, like, a better time.
Yeah.
Like, not that, like, my life is so horrible, but, like, just, like, I don't know, like, a more free, like.
For sure.
Everyone loves childhood.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, if you have.
No, and I wonder, like, if, let's say Miffy existed, like, since the beginning of time, and you, like, looked up, you know how, like, Google has those stats where it's, like, searches for this since this year?
Oh, yeah.
So if you did that with those characters, and, like, there was a way to do it without the internet, where you looked, like, after, like, the Great Depression and war, like,
oh, yeah,
all these things,
yeah,
and see the prevalence of these, like, kind of childhood characters,
mm-hmm,
spiking in those times of, like, depression. Anything else to consider?
That's a good thesis. Someone will have to look into that.
Yeah, so if anyone wants to make that, you know, chart for me, please do. But kind of on the note of internet, I think that might also contribute to it because it's spreading out things much quicker.
Much quicker.
And it's become, like, very trend-driven.
Mm,
so, like,
yeah,
another Miffy article I was reading was saying, like, you know, you see Miffy, like, you know, not only in, like, kids' shows and in kids', like, memorabilia, but also, like, on Pinterest, on people's nails.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
and outfits people are designing. Like, all these things where a trend is really going to take off. But in my opinion, Miffy's forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Forever. But, yeah, it is just, like, goes back to show, like, so much internet, like, influence on everything.
Yeah.
Like, we're in a new age, guys.
This is the
crazy
new age.
Yeah.
I'm calling it the age of Miffy.
Miffy. That's so Miffy of us.
That's, yeah, we are so Miffy for that.
Okay, wait, but something I've been thinking about is, like, is Doraemon, like, conventionally cute?
I'd say so. Well, I mean, it's kind of, like, the idea of, like, cuteness being defined, like, I don't know where I got this from, but I know it's from somewhere. That cuteness
somewhere
is, like, based on proportions of the face, and a lot of it is how big the eyes are.
Oh, he has big eyes.
He has big eyes.
He does have big
that
eyes.
That guy.
Uh-huh.
I think he's cute. I mean, also, like, if you look at his tone of voice, too.
He does have big eyes.
His tone of voice, too, is really like, meow, meow.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I love about, like, Doraemon is those three, like, small Doraemons. Have you seen those before?
Wait, you have to pull up a picture.
Okay, because, like, I swear there's this one, like, episode where he pulls out a gadget, and that gadget is mini Doraemons.
He would clone himself.
Like, and I used to, like, go crazy for that. Like, I used to look up, like, specific episodes where they would appear.
Oh, my gosh. That, okay.
Like,
show
Doraemon
it to me now.
Mini Doraemon.
I'm ready to experience
like these ones. These
look
ones.
Oh.
Like, I'm showing a picture.
My face
it's, like,
just lit
a
up.
A green, red, and a yellow Doraemon.
And they're
all
tiny.
I think, like, tiny things just
wait,
are
can
cuter.
I, yeah, can I get them in comparison to the regular sized one?
Yeah, we need to see.
That's
okay, this is not part of the show, but, like, it's, like, that
aww,
small.
It's, like, his kids.
So cute. And I love Doraemon, like, his
yes!
sister.
Yes!
Like, I go crazy for anything with Doraemon on it.
Yeah.
Like, what can I say?
For sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the more they expand these legacies, the more money
exactly
I will be spending.
So much money.
Yeah.
Like,
so
I wonder how much money, like, people spend on average on, like, pointless memorabilia.
Well, another Miffy article I was looking at was saying that there's this woman who calls herself the Queen of Miffy, and that her boyfriend is Dutch, and so every time he goes home, she'll be like, hey, like, can you make sure you pick up this Miffy plush for me?
Bye.
And so if any Dutchmen want to hit me up, my
for
number
real
is
like, please.
Yeah,
I'm
I need a Miffy supplier. Okay, I think, kind of to close it out on a light note, should we do a face-off slash tier list slash bop or flop of our favorite characters?
Ooh, yeah. Tier list?
Okay. Tier list of our favorite characters.
Okay.
Let me write down the characters to include.
Ah, yes. Should we do, like, all the Doraemon characters?
Fine.
Like, if we have to.
Doraemon, all iterations.
Mm-hmm. So we have Doraemon, Gion, or wait. There's, like, different names. Who's this guy?
I don't remember his name. I just remember him being mean.
Mandarin version is Gion. There's Shizuka. San.
Oh, yeah. She kind of bothered me. I can't lie.
She's, like, so wishy-washy.
She's, like, the love interest of Nobita, but it's, like, she's, like, she just seemed, like, so, like, okay, there's a way I'm going to describe this, and, like, I feel like you won't get what I'm saying, but just know, like, that it makes sense to me. She's, like, a Lego friend. Do you remember the Lego friends?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
That's all she is to me.
I just feel like, I don't know, I used to get so pissed off at her. Like, she would just, like, run off and, like, blame people for things. And
she has pretty privilege.
Exactly.
Let's talk
about
that.
I'm saying.
She is the epitome of pretty privilege.
Exactly. And then there was the other guy.
Oh, yeah, I forget his name.
Sunya-san?
I don't know.
Something like that. And then Doraemi, of course.
Yeah, I'm only focused on the main guy. And that is Doraemon, of course.
That's true.
Okay, so far I have to include into the list. Doraemon, all iterations. Miffy, Cinnamoroll, Choco Cat, Hello Kitty. What else should we include? I feel like I need Caropi in there. I love him, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's the frog.
Oh, okay. Okay, I feel like there's been an influx of, like, so many characters that I just can't keep track of them. Like,
right?
I know there was that whole, like, Gudetama egg thing.
Okay, Gudetama, I'm sick of him.
I'm sick of
him.
I need to speak my truth.
Gudetama was a trend that came and went. And that's...
Yeah, like, I remember in 7th grade sitting there and everyone was going crazy.
Right? And that's
where
the
is he now?
Like, my cousin, he, like, did, like, a bunch of, like, travel stuff for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, he still does, technically. At BeltreeSam on Instagram. But... After that plug, he got featured on the Gudetama Instagram once. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So Gudetama to me is a trend who came and went. He doesn't have that longevity for me.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So he would be like an E tier.
Yeah, he's down there.
Yeah.
Okay. I think at the top, Miffy.
Miffy. Mm-hmm.
And that's just that.
Yeah.
Because that's so Miffy of her. Mm-hmm. Doraemon.
Has to be top.
Cinnamoroll. I'm going to demote him. I'm sorry. As much as I do love Cinnamoroll, I feel like his siblings, especially Milk, the baby, or Mocha, the girl who has a flower in her hair, I think they're cuter. So Cinnamoroll, for that, I'm putting you in the second level of the tier. Choco Cat.
That's a hard one.
That is a hard one. Is Choco Cat a boy or a girl, first of all?
Actually, like, I don't even think I knew. Wait, let's see. I feel like... Oh.
Because Cinnamoroll is a boy, and a lot of people thought he was a girl, and I always
had
something
Oh, it's a little boy.
Oh, Choco... But is Choco Cat in your heart a girl? Like, in your heart?
Kind of. Oh, I can kind of see it, though.
As a boy?
Yeah,
okay, Choco Cat. Where are we putting him?
We'll put him... Oh, like, nostalgia, like, would make me put it, like, top, but, like, it's dwindled, you know?
Yeah,
over
time.
So maybe, like... An S-.
S-, okay. Okay,
S-.
There we go. Hello Kitty. Sorry, babe.
Overhyped.
Yes,
I think.
And that's something that needs to be talked about.
Like, there's better ones out there.
Oh, 1,000%. But Hello Kitty is a core part of my childhood, so I have to
bump her
up one tier from the original tier I was thinking of. So I feel like I'm going to put her in, like, third place.
B tier?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would say so. I remember having so many, like, Hello Kitty stickers, Hello Kitty, like, thermos, Hello Kitty, like, it got too much.
Yeah.
Like, I need to step back from you,
Hello Kitty. She was the original trend.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
I know. Like, she was everywhere.
Right? Okay.
But then I chose Choco Cat.
Yeah.
Never looked back.
You have to choose your alliances.
Exactly.
And I think, yeah, I also think, like, everyone, you know how it's, like, the thing, it's, like, everyone looks like their dog?
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, I feel like everyone kind of, like, imbues the spirit of their chosen Sanrio character.
Oh, have you seen the ones where it's, like, oh, everyone, like, looks like their childhood stuffed animal?
Yes.
Like, I kind of want to do that.
I have so many stuffed animals, though.
I know.
That
I have so many. Like, my closet is full of, like,
yes, me too. I have a bin.
Animals. Yeah.
Maybe one day we go through them and we choose
Ooh,
which one.
We can rank them all.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we'll do that in a later video.
Yeah,
or
a
something.
Video.
Okay. Moving on. Caropi. A.K.A. me.
Oh, but I feel like such an icon.
Kirobi, he's
but, like,
just
not as much, like, influence over the masses.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's just a cute little guy to me. Like, I've never explored his lore extensively.
Yeah.
I do think he's adorable, but I'm not, like, rushing to buy anything Kirobi. I'm going to buy something Cinema Roll over that.
Wait, does Miffy have, like, a franchise? Like, does, oh, obviously a franchise, but, like, yeah. Like a TV show or like...
I think she has a TV show and like
really?
Books and stuff.
Okay. I need to get into that.
But to me, she's just the icon. I call her the Pride of Holland. I'm not, I've been
I can
known,
see that. I
I've been known
that.
To call her the Pride of Holland.
Oh, I just like have a very distinct image of like Miffy and a windmill like in my mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a classic.
1,000%.
Like what can I say?
Okay. We're getting lost in the Mind Palace. Okay. Back to business. Kirobi. I have to put him maybe a B+. I have to put him up from Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I don't...
Like, I cannot put him below Hello Kitty.
Yeah, Hello Kitty, sorry, girl. Sorry. I mean, she's also, like, let me speak my truth here and tell you that, in my opinion, she's not that cute.
She's not that cute. I don't know. Like, I feel like the nose just is off-putting. Like, you know the round...
And her eyes, like, I'm sorry, Hello Kitty. I'm saying all these rude things about you, and I'm going to come home to two of you in my living room. But her eyes are just a little beady.
They are.
Like let
not
me
to
be honest.
Like, like, beauty standards, like, I know, like, I'm sorry.
I know your peers are cuter than you, and you know that your peers are cuter
yeah,
than you.
Yeah, like, let's humble ourselves, please.
Bye. Okay, so, that's it. Let's recap. Doraemon and Miffy, S tier.
Mm-hmm. Clear.
Of course. It's like, A tier, we have Cinemarole and Choco Cat.
Yeah, or, like, Choco Cat, maybe, like, an A+.
A+, okay. And then B tier, we have Hello Kitty. B+, we have Kirobi.
Yeah.
And, of course, we can get more into Sanrio characters, but we're nearing the end of our time here.
Exactly.
So, thank you so much for listening. I wish you all to stay
Miffy.
A very Miffy day. But thanks so much for listening, and we will see you next time.